This is a goodsports.com.au podcast. In this program, Rod Glenn Smith from Good Sports talks about choosing the right club for you and your child.
We see that very much choosing a sporting club is not that dissimilar to choosing your school for your child. It's not necessarily going to be the local one. It might be one that's further away if that's, you know, got a better reputation, for example. So it's really important that clubs are going to be the absolute best clubs they can be and have, you know, really clear directions about what the club is about and how they promote that.
So what makes a great sporting club?
Well, certainly those that are welcoming and inclusive is really important. Those that encourage participation, I think there's nothing worse trying to avoid, you know, young people, kids, whatever, just being bench sitters for the majority of the match because they're not considered as up to the standards of some of the other players. That's not going to help anybody. So encourage participation and everybody that gets a go. A well-organised committee and a network of, you know, their volunteers that know their job and are ups, you know, supported. Well-run social events, very much more family-friendly now. In the past, you know, some of the events were very much geared towards a sector of the club, the fellas, for example. The clubs that are well run are much more family orientated now. Codes of conduct in players, well, I think that covers all the members, whether they're playing or non-playing, and the coaches that have clear expectations about what the club's about, what their local league or state body also is instructing. So that's really communicated to all people coming into the club.
And it's really important too, particularly with the Good Sports program, that the fact that there's a lot of promotional material that comes out as clubs advance through the various stages, and to have the Good Sports sign on your club room or on the fence or whatever the case might be, or even having it on the website when parents are looking around for the best club for their child is so important. So how does the Good Sports program tie into this in terms of clubs being really well run?
Yeah, we've got on our website, you mentioned it before, goodsports.com.au, we actually have a search tool which is called Find a Club. So people can go on there and just see in their local area if that particular footy club or cricket or netball or tennis or whatever the club is part of Good Sports. And if they're not, they might like to, you know, suggest to the club if they have any contact there that, hey, this is a program that we should be part of and at least look into it, you know, why they're not part of it. But it's there's a whole range of support and resources that go into making good sports clubs, you know, better run clubs. So having food, for example, and many of the clubs now are doing a terrific job with availability of food after training, for example, before selection, they'll have a meal on there after games on a weekend as well, or on a, you know, Saturday or Sunday. Safe transport policy to make sure that people that are at the club are going to get home safely. So whether they should be driving or not, and if they are driving, that they haven't had too much drinking. Ideally, they don't drink, as the TAC and police would be, you know, wishing for. Functions, you know, well run, as I said, family friendly. Reducing importance of alcohol. When I'm saying alcohol is important to clubs and they have a license and they're entitled to sell and consume, but they've got to do it in a responsible way. And that's really what we're about in that, making sure that, you know, people are well trained behind the bar, recognise when someone is getting that approach of maybe having a bit too much to drink and saying, hey, look, you know, what about a non-alcohol drink, or, you know, having a bit of a rest for a bit. That's really important because, you know, within clubs, they know their people and they need to, they know they're not generally, you know, outsiders. They're part of their community and they want to look after each other. I think that's really, really important. And Good Sports clubs is very much about, you know, looking after each other.
I guess from that selection perspective, you mentioned the website there, goodsports.com.au, to find clubs that are affiliated with this particular program. And I reckon you'd be hard-pressed to find clubs that aren't right at this particular time. There's always room for more, though. Over 6,500 clubs across Australia have been signed up. But what are some of the things that say when the parents maybe phone the club or maybe go down to the club rooms or to where they play. Well, it doesn't matter what sporting organisation it is. What are some of the things that they're going to be looking for and how they're going to know that club is right for the needs of both them or their children?
You know, there's nothing like word of mouth, listening to, you know, what's out there about a club's reputation. I mentioned before, if they have a reputation of really encouraging participation and everybody gets a go, that's a huge part of it. Versus they're a bit more sort of elite driven or their target is very much about winning all the time. That's going to maybe restrict others that haven't got those skills so developed to get a go. So I think that's a really important part. Look on club websites, great way to see what they're doing, what the club's on about. Their sponsors, their policies in place, and look at their sort of social functions, get a sense of what they do there. Facebook is a terrific way now. And, you know, we remind clubs regularly that you've got to be really important what you put out there on Facebook, because some bad images, albeit they saw as fun, can come back and bite a club, because it can give that impression that this is a bit of a boozy, you know, big time kind of club that seeks sort of entertainment that's possibly not, you know, going to be in the club's best interest, for example. Go and attend a match, see how the club operates firsthand, you know, during competition, and get a sense of, you know, how well the club's run and what different food and drinks available during it as well, that sort of thing. I think that's going to give a really good indicator. Kids, of course, themselves will be guided by their own sort of desires to play particular sports and what their mates, you know, doing at school, and that can tend to sort of push towards certain clubs. But the more that parents, I think, are involved and not certainly not treat a club almost like a babysitting service and just drop their kids off and think they're all looked after, but take more of an interest in where they're at, where they're spending time, and how they're enjoying being part of the place. I think if there's parental involvement, it's all going to make for a much greater experience.
Absolutely. It's all about that image that you have. And you mentioned the social media side of things there, the image that is projected out to the wider community. But it's also that thing I talk from experience at the tennis club that I'm involved with about our mission statement, which is all about family. It's all about inclusiveness. It's about providing a range of tennis opportunities for people, whether you're 5 years old or 90 years old. It doesn't matter, that you can come to the club at any time and know that you'll feel welcome, and to create that environment. Because one of the important things, as you talk about there, is that environment that you think, am I going to be comfortable playing or watching in this environment? And then, if you've got children, am I going to be comfortable having my child being immersed in this particular environment? Because it's so important. Clubs provide more than just the sport. It's about the social outlet, the ability to make friends, all those sort of things, the connections that happen. It's a community, and it needs to be done the right way. It's so important.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think that lifelong kind of involvement in the sport is fantastic. And when you find your sport, I think that's and you really feel good in that environment, and even, you know, you stay in the same sport but perhaps travel to different clubs, but you love being part of that whole club sort of setup, and as you articulated very well, the whole picture, you spend a lot of time there. It's not just playing, it is about, you know, enjoying each other's company and benefiting the club and benefiting the community. That's certainly my experience of growing up and playing a whole bunch of different sports, but it's certainly when I played, got into tennis, that I found that I was, you know, I found an environment that I really loved. And that's continued ever since, and the same for my son, both at club and school level, and now still involved even at university level with his local school still, which is just tremendous. He loves that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When there's so much competition for sports out there from a club perspective, it's important to create that environment. And it's not just, you know, creating, putting on a show to get people in the door, because people will work out quite quickly that if the environment's not right for them, they're not going to hang around, and they'll go down the street and they'll go to the next club, or they'll switch sports. You've got to take those barriers out of the way. And if one of those things is a comfortable environment and a really good club culture, then that is so important. It ties into what the Good Sports program is really all about. And there's plenty of resources up on the website. Plenty of clubs have signed up to it. But for those clubs that haven't, there's plenty of opportunity to get involved. For those clubs who maybe want to find out more about the program or would like to sign up or access all the information that's on there, where can they go?
They can just go to goodsports.com.au.